This, too, was an unwise investment of scarce resources. The revolutionaries the Soviets supported were only moderately successful, and the successful revolutionaries turned ungrateful. The only solid Soviet supporter gained during these times was Cuba. And even the Soviets didn't support Castro's 1959 revolution so much as they bought Castro's support after the revolution succeeded. Given the West's solid support of Israel, the Soviets hoped to buy friends in the Arab world. They sold mass quantities of weapons to the Arab nations at bargain prices. And they even built the magnificent Aswan High Dam over the Nile in modern Egypt. All they got for their troubles was kicked out. But every time the Israelis and Arabs fought, yes, another set of East-West proxy wars, the Arabs took a licking. Worse, the Arabs blamed the Soviet weapons and their Soviet advisors rather than blaming themselves. All in all, the Soviet foreign policy under Khrushchev was a disaster. Khrushchev's downfall came for both internal and external reasons. The Soviet people quit believing his promises of an impending communist paradise sometime around 1980.